We would like to thank the Committee on the Discrimination Against Women for this opportunity, an opportunity to speak for the 8th Periodic Report of Luxembourg. We would like to commend the efforts that the State of Luxembourg has made in order to combat discrimination against women since the last report. The progress made, though encouraging, to haven't overcome some of the gaps. Though there are many challenges in gender equality in Luxembourg, our organization would like to draw your attention to the main challenge at the very root of discrimination against women. I'm speaking about the existence of a generalized domination system that keeps women in a position subordinate to those of men. The CCDH notes with increasing concern that the Luxembourg's government's policy continues to not recognize this systematic situation where men are privileged with a non-gender sensitive approach. For example, through new laws, most of them are qualified by lawmakers as promoting gender equality, but doesn't really provide it. So it is important to note that the adoption of neutral measures might have differentiated impact on people that traditionally find themselves in a position of disadvantage, mainly women. If there is no specific consideration of these specificities, these measures can exacerbate discrimination. So a neutral approach adopted could promote any progress in general, and not just combat the symptoms of inequality. It should also tackle its causes. To address this situation, the CDH urges political figures to openly recognize the systematic patriarchal domination in order to dismantle it. To that end, it is important that the government finally set up the principle of gender mainstreaming across the board in all its policies, thereby guaranteeing a gender approach in every aspect of the legislation and the public administration. In addition to a gender-sensitive approach, we believe that efforts on equality from the Luxembourg's government don't have a cross-cutting nature. Overall, the CCDH deplores the fact that the government only rarely addresses the multiple causes of discrimination. For example, disability is not mentioned in the National Action Plan for Gender Equality, whereas the gender dimension is not mentioned in the National Disabilities Plan. The CCDH underlines that unless we have an intersectional approach, any measure seeking to combat the discrimination against women will only have a limited positive impact, promoting equality only for a privileged minority of women, for example, women without disabilities or cisgender women. Also, the public policies recognize that women are not a homogeneous group and that their discrimination and inequality experiences vary broadly. In order to implement an intersectional approach, it is essential to have broken down data by gender, age, ethnic origin, disability, level of education, and more. To provide that information is essential in order to better understand the various types of discrimination that women face. This also allows us to identify gaps in existing public policies and to assess the impact of the measures already set up. And so the policies can be better targeted to address the specific needs of any woman, whatever her background. Additionally, the CCDH would like to draw your attention on the nearly exclusive government's approach to awareness-raising programs in order to promote gender equality. Current policies favor non-binding solutions, often guided towards an audience that is already aware, which means that there are limited results. So the CCDH believes that it is important to set up bolder measures in order to bring about a deep societal change. That includes legal obligations for businesses and for the administration, so they have specific gender equality actions to combat the discrimination against women. Lastly, the CCDH underscores that it is essential that any and all actions to combat discrimination against women be done in close collaboration with civil society. Non-governmental organizations, community groups, local initiatives all play an essential role in identifying women's needs and in implementing adapted and tailored solutions. By including the perspective of civil society, the government can not only better address the specific challenges that women face, but also improve acceptance and the effectiveness of the policies. This cooperation must come through long-lasting partnerships and true political will, as well as be backed up by the necessary financial resources to ensure that civil society contributions are really seriously taken into account in the decision-making process. To summarize, the CCDH calls for an all-embracing approach, which includes not just recognizing the various types of discrimination, but also providing a proactive and participative response to address the deeply rooted gender inequalities. This means that we must go beyond superficial measures and look for structural solutions that will tackle the deep-rooted causes of discrimination. Thank you for your attention.